Horrock Lodge is here with it, says in the papers.
Pre-budget speculation features on the front of the Irish Times. Political correspondent Cormac McQuinn reports that free public transport would be extended to all children under 9 years of age under proposals being put forward by the Green Party. We're told the measure would cost around €8 million per year. While a November general election is being widely predicted, Sarah Slater in the Irish Daily Mail suggests that there is now some talk of a St Valentine's Day election on the 14th of February. John Drennan in his Monday column writes that we have reached peak election fever, and he warns the Taoiseach Simon Harris against dithering too long on naming an election date, pointing out that as the bike shed scandal proved, a slight debacle can change the public mood. Customers have been warned to brace themselves for massive increases in health insurance when they renew policies in the coming months. That's the main story for the Irish Independent, put together by personal finance editor Charlie Weston. We're told that the cumulative impact of recent price rises from the three main health insurance providers could mean increases of around €500 per year for some people. According to the Irish Examiner, the Defence Forces has a surveillance operation in place to monitor any Russian naval vessels that enter Irish waters in the coming days, and will likely send out a vessel to monitor their activity. Also in the Examiner, we read that there's been a massive surge in seizures of potentially lethal nitrous oxide, which is being widely used by young people. Michelle McGlynn's report says the extent of the recreational use of nitrous oxide, also known as laughing gas or hippie crack, is evident by the empty canisters that litter streets in cities and suburbs. The Irish News editorial focuses on the latest setback for plans to rebuild Casement Park. Had successive Westminster administrations acted decisively over many years, the new Casement Park would already be well on its way towards opening within budget and on schedule. Sadly, the leader writer continues, we have been left instead with a sense of dereliction, which reflects political failure on a huge scale. Let's go for croak is the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, with Sandra Mallon reporting that Liam Gallagher, when asked about the Wolf Tones supporting Oasis at their Croke Park concerts next August, replied, I'm up for it, let's do it. Wonder Wolf is the headline in the Irish Daily Star, and quoted in the Irish Sun, Wolf Tones singer Brian Warfield said, tell Liam we will be there. All we're waiting for now is the official invitation. The rowing achievements of Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy have been marked with a new outdoor painting in Cork City that's covered in the Echo. The painting on an electricity box on the corner of Liberty Street and North Main Street is the work of local artist Alan Hurley, who told the paper that it adds some colour as a break from all the grey around the city centre. And finally, sports coverage is widely led by Rory McIlroy's runner-up finish at the Irish Open. Same old Rory, says the Star, while the Herald headline sums it up as more heartache for Rory.
Porrick, thank you.